This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. Bloomington City Manager Tim Gleason says he approaches the defunding police discussion from several perspectives. Gleason came to city government following a career in law enforcement. He chairs the Law Enforcement Training and Standards Board, and he teaches a criminal justice class at the University of Illinois at Springfield. Gleason tells Eric Stock he welcomes the police funding discussion in Bloomington City government, but he prefers a more nuanced approach.
It's a conversation that has to occur. So when you talk about defunding police, there's several different conversations going on. You know, one is, what I'll categorize, and I think it's appropriate to say just trying to be inflammatory. And it's almost a ridiculous conversation that is likely never to occur nationwide. Now, having a conversation on defunding police, and I actually like the word because I think that word is inflammatory. But I like the word redirecting some of the funding for police. And do we put that in the hands of an entity that might be able to better serve the community? When we talk about some of the programs that McLean County has stood up, the opportunity to fund with additional resources and offload the responsibility to our local police departments, I think it's one worth having.
How might that look as the city begins to work on its budget next year?
Well, I think, things need to take shape. You know, it's very early stages of a conversation, but I think given the events nationally, it's one that has already been occurring. It definitely is something that we need to talk more about it, be a little bit more intentional. And I honestly look forward to seeing where this conversation goes. You know, at the local level, it's you're not going to see me out there necessarily talking about it. And the community may not know that I wear these different hats. You need to see a Chief Donut, the normal chief, the sheriff. They're the ones that lead that conversation, at the local level, but I'm very much involved at the state level.
And at the local level for Bloomington City Government, is that a discussion that you lead early next year? Is that something that one of the council members leads? Has there been any conversation about that in moving forward in the future?
Yeah, it's one, you could see this as, you've got these one-off conversations with the elected that are starting to take shape. You could actually see a council initiative, something along those lines. But, as far as an internal discussion with, a number of the staff, not just the police department, but obviously, especially Chief Donath and the police department, those are already occurring. They have to.
Based on Bloomington's police contract, are there enough safeguards in place that an officer who runs afoul can be removed, or perhaps before they do something more heinous?
Yeah, I think so. You've got a collective bargaining agreement where you've got steps that are in place, and that was sort of a comment not just in the city of Bloomington, but it's throughout the state of Illinois. That is an area that you have to step through some of these hoops, and I'll say at times barriers, when it's so obvious to everyone, even the union members, why is this person not dismissed? But it's an area that we'll have to deal with in the state of Illinois. Some other states don't have those issues. The one thing that I like hearing is this national registry that would disallow an officer from moving to a different department. And in many cases, repeating the same behavior that's dangerous for the community.
That's Bloomington City Manager Tim Gleason with Eric Stock. Gleason says he would like to see state reforms to make it easier for police departments to fire officers who use excessive force or show racial bias on the job. The National Registry is included in the police reform bill, which the U.S. House has approved. The Senate has not taken up the measure. Senate Republicans are trying to gain support for a competing bill that would maintain qualified immunity for police.